A new court order is keeping the 2020 U.S. Census in limbo. The Trump administration has been planning to stop counting the country's residents at the end of this month. But a federal judge in California has extended a pause to stop the plans. Confused? NPR's Hansi Lo Wang will explain.
U.S. District Judge Lucy Koh issued the order because the Trump administration missed a deadline. It was supposed to turn over a complete set of internal emails and memos earlier this week for a lawsuit over its last-minute decision to end census counting a month early. The judge is now preparing to rule as early as Tuesday on whether to force the administration to keep counting for another month, just as it had first proposed because of the pandemic.
Of course, our goal is to enumerate 100% of the housing units in the country.
Al Fontenot, the Census Bureau's associate director for the 2020 count, gave an update by phone during a public meeting Thursday.
However, we're using a quality criteria of enumerating over 99% of the housing units in each state.
As of Wednesday, the Census Bureau says it's reached 99% in only two states, Idaho and West Virginia. With COVID-19 raging on, plus wildfires and hurricanes, many census advocates are worried, including Mario Marazzi, member of the Bureau's Census Scientific Advisory Committee, who used to run the Puerto Rico Institute of Statistics.
Does the Census Bureau believe that Mother Nature will allow it to complete its current data collection timeline?
At the public meeting, Al Fontenot confirmed the Bureau does have concerns.
We're going to do the best we can and see where we end up.
We're in this together. However, you know, I'm a big Manhattan fan.
That leaves local politicians like Gail Brewer, the Manhattan Borough President in New York City, resorting to a little friendly competition to try to get out the count.
Manhattanites, get off your butt and fill out that census. We want to beat Staten Island.
After all, the census determines who gets federal funding and political representation for the next 10 years. Hansi Luong, NPR News, New York.